Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Life Reflections. My name is Loretta Weaver, and yes, I know it's been a while, but hey, I am here, and boy, oh boy, do I have some great information for everybody. Listen, first of all, I would just like to say that thank you for being loyal listeners and for waiting for me to come back. I really thank everyone for that. And so with that said, I said that we're going to talk about financial education for the masses. Now, this is what my subject is going to be, because right now we're in a crisis, a financial crisis all over the United States, and especially in our individual communities. There's just so much going on right now with children. When I say children, I'm talking about high schoolers who are graduating from high school, not being able to go into college without getting a loan. And when they go into college and get a loan, they end up in debt when they graduate. Also, employment. Some go from high school to employment, and that's not always easy. Also, okay, you may get a good job, you may not, but say you don't, and say you do. Still, you want to save enough money so that you'll be able to move out of your parents' house and be able to make a living for yourself. Well, nowadays, that's become very hard for young adults ages 18 to 30. Now, it used to be rents were like $500 for a two-bedroom, $600 for three. If you're paying $1,000, you're actually getting like a four-bedroom. That was not too long ago. Okay, but now for a two-bedroom, you're going to pay over $2,000, maybe about $2,300, maybe $3,000, depending on the location. I think in San Francisco, a average two-bedroom is close to $3,000. And that does not include, now you have to pay for water. If you're in an apartment, you have to pay for water and garbage now. That's included. And not only that, you have to have renter's insurance, because some people will not rent to you unless you have renter's insurance. So where does that leave the average American? Well, statistically, this is what's going on. The average American is one to two paychecks away from being homeless. And one in three Americans are in debt. That's the reality that we're faced with right now. And then so what, pray tell, is the solution? Oh, wait, before we go to that, let me say this. You have what's called now in many cities, tent city. What is tent city? Well, those who are unable to pay the rent, because how is it that rent can be allowed to go up every year? Every year when you renew your lease, rent goes up. Is that ridiculous or what? And then rent is the only thing going up because your pay is not going up. So that's why we have a lot of tent cities. People can't afford to pay the rent. They can't afford to pay the insurance, the renter's insurance. You know, and then, you know, if you're going to rent out a room from somebody, you're going to pay about $500 or $600, which is not bad. Some places are $1,000 for the room, but and that's not bad either. But a lot of people can't even pay that. And so that leaves them where? That leaves them on the street to be able to have a place to lay down. They find mattresses, blankets. People give them blankets. They might wear the same clothes for a week or two. But look, this is a natural fact. And how did we get here? Well, we have to ask our government that. They took away a lot of programs. Interest rates are going up high. People have to pay for their establishments. And so where does it leave the cost? In our hands, right? So now we have to learn to become financially educated. We can't accept things the way they are. We have to become financially educated. What does that mean? That means you have to learn how money works. You have to learn how to understand money. And you have to learn how money will work for you. It's all about controlling your own financial future now. That no one else can help you but yourself. So that's why I'm talking about this topic. So I have been licensed to financially educate people on how money works and how to maximize your money. So if you like that information, I will be more than happy to share with you how you can get out of your situation. You can reach me at 925-434-2474. If I'm not available, you can leave a message and I'll return your call. But we have to get out of the situation that we're in. We have to become financially educated. 401ks are not what they used to be. Things change and they don't tell us. 401ks used to be the bomb. But now 401k sits on the market. So if the market is doing well, guess what? 401ks are doing well. If the market is doing bad, then guess what? You lose money. So we have to become educated about those types of things, retirement, education funding, investments, Medi-Cal, long-term care, to become financially educated, to help ourselves. We can't, you know what, we're living in an information system. So it's up to us to go out and get the information, right? You can't just sit around and just hope that something falls out of the sky and hope that someone comes knocking on your door. No, we're in the information age. You can get information by calling myself. I'm a financial educator. You can get information by going online, you know, and you can get information by going to the libraries. You know that we are in the information age. A lot of things are on YouTube also. But you have to be educated, and if you no longer want to live in the situation that you're in, because trust me, it's going to get worse. The market statistically changes or bottoms out every 9 years. And so we're in 2018, and we recently had a bottom out in the market, in the stock market, and then it went back up. But it's going to do that for a while. It's going to go up and down and up and down. And so what happens to your 401ks? And where should you invest your money? Should you invest your money in those types of instruments? No. But call me and I can help you. My number is 925-434-2474. I can help you to get educated on the things that will best benefit you in your and your financial future. So I hope this has been some helpful information. But we want the statistics to turn out to be better. You know, we definitely want the we don't want to be living 1 to 2 paychecks away from being homeless or in poverty. And we want to change those statistics and make it better. By 2020, the organization that I am with, we want to have 1 million financially educated families by 2020. And so that could include you. You want to be financially educated. You want a firm financial foundation, right? You want your children to go to college without graduating with a lot of debt. Actually, you want them to graduate with no debt at all. And should something happen to your parents while they're older, you want to have something called long-term care, a Medi-Cal supplement. You want something that can pay them $10,000 a month. But you would not know how to do these things unless you were educated. And so that's where I come in, to financially educate individuals on financial concepts. And so, you know, this is just a series of talks that I will be talking about on the Blog Talk radio program called Life Reflections. We're going to reflect on financial education, reflect on financial issues, and to help us and help our communities, because this is just ridiculous. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Person cannot even afford to buy a home. The average person cannot even afford to pay rent in an apartment. The average person cannot afford to pay rent in a home. That's why you see a lot of trailers. And these trailers, they're making them very affordable. And not only that, they're making them highly livable. It looks like you're in a house, actually. You know, and so that's what's happening now. And then, you know, it would be a great investment to buy up a lot of trailers, new trailers, 2017, 2018 and up, and rent those out to people. And those will mostly be under $1,000, and a whole family could stay there. But this is where we're going to if we do not educate ourselves. We have to educate ourselves and get out of this financial crisis that we're in. There's a retirement crisis going on. There's an education crisis going on. And there's a spending crisis going on. We spend so much money. And we have to have a savings. And don't put your money in the banks, please. The banks only give you, what, 1% or less on your money? You want to put your money in an instrument that's going to give you a high interest return. And for that, you would call me at 925-434-2474. And I can educate you on those concepts. Thanks again for listening. This is Blog Talk Radio. My name is Loretta Weaver, and this program is being sponsored by Black Saddle Productions, who will be coming out with a movie called Black Saddle Boys in the near future. You know, just before I end this broadcast, I just want to say that we as individuals have to, especially as we get older. When I say we as individuals, I'm talking to baby boomers now. Things are not the way they used to be. You used to be able to retire and then say you're going to travel. Most baby boomers are retiring and they can't travel. Most of them are going back to work. That's the reality. The reality is that most baby boomers are going back to work. Some are working at Walmart as checkers. Some are working at Walmart just checking your receipts. You know, and it didn't used to be like that. You used to be able to retire and say, hey, I'm going to travel the world. Well, we can get back to that, but things change. And as things change, we have to educate ourselves. As things change, I'll say that again, as things change, we have to educate ourselves. That means get the information, make the necessary changes, and live financially free. That's the goal. The goal is to live financially free. You won't be free until you are financially free. You have to be financially free. In this world, in this things right now, you have to have money. There's no getting around it. You have to buy food. You have to buy clothes. You have to pay for where you live, right? You have to buy gas. You have to pay for public transportation. These are the things that you have to do. So you have to educate yourself in order to have any type of proper or decent living while we're here on this planet. So once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio and Life Reflections. My name is Loretta Weaver. For financial education, call me at 925-434-2474. I'll say it again, 925-434-2474. This is Loretta Weaver. Thanks again for listening. I love you all, and be blessed.